Let's get on back to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Troy Duell. Troy, you on?
Troy.
I am on.
Man,
how are y'all this morning?
Oh, everything's going good. Man, right off the bat, I want to clear this up. Troy has a ton of information, of videos. People have had him on shows and all interviewing him before, so we're really appreciative of you coming on. But in those videos, I noticed they pronounce your name several different ways. So I want to make sure, is it Duell or Duell, or how do you say that?
It's Duell.
Duell.
So just like a sword fight.
That's the man. That's even cooler then. But yeah. Man, Troy, you're the CEO of Centurion Labs, and it's, I guess, healthcare related supplements, that kind of thing. And it was really amazing the products you make, or and you know, kind of what you've committed your life to. But tell us, you know, sort of your background and how you're trying to get people into healthier living.
Yeah, I mean, my background is really from the pharmaceutical arena. I went to school and got a sports medicine degree and just always had a kind of a passion for healthcare. Got involved in a small pharmaceutical company and then went to several others and saw some things that were really good and saw some things that maybe some people would say are not so good, just like any industry.
Sure.
But really felt like there was a need to focus on things that would help people and make them as affordable as possible. So that's what we started doing in about 2005 is when we opened up Centurion Labs and kind of went from there. We built it off of several products that we started with that were prescription products, and then some of them turned OTC products, and it opened up a whole new avenue for us when things went OTC. We looked at different products that might be beneficial to people and went down a path that, hey, even if it's not prescription or if it's not OTC, but it's a supplement, then we wanted to follow a path where no matter what we had, it would be beneficial to people. And we tried to make it as affordable as possible because, as you know, it doesn't matter how effective something is, if people can't afford it, it doesn't do us a lot of good.
Yeah. How do you determine, I guess, what your you know, the focus of what this supplement does or this supplement? How do you, you know, get into that?
A lot of it is just based on conversations that either some of our reps have with doctors or that I have with doctors, or it can even be a scenario where we're doing research and we begin to see trends and see things that are out there that people are needing and wanting to have in order to help benefit their health. I think a great example of that is during COVID, there were not a lot of options for people to take or to look for. So as we were talking to doctors and different medical practitioners, they were always looking for ways to help their patients, and just diving into the research, we found several things that helped people and would benefit them from either helping prevent them from getting COVID with some natural supplements or help them in the aftermath if they did have it.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We're on the air right now with Troy Duell, the CEO of Centurion Labs. And Troy, I was looking at your website, centurionlabs.com, and there's just a whole bunch of items or products that you can purchase there. And it's a great diverse list, and you've got different, it looks like concepts. So like there's Purilator, there's Ninja Cough, there's the Defender series. And sort of explain to the folks out there, each of those concepts and how you've expanded into different areas. It looks like, you know, there's digestive support, there's a liver detox, things like that.
Yeah. So really it started for us. I think I mentioned we started in totally prescription realm. And then we had one of our products called Ninja Cough go to over-the-counter status. And when that happened, it helped us really kind of expand our thoughts and minds about where to take products and what to do. So that product is a cough medicine that's probably one of our most well-known products out there.
Which has got a great name, by the way. Yeah. Ninja Cough, COF.
Name.
Yeah, it's COF, Ninja
That's
Cough,
right.
All one word. That's a great name.
Well, and the reason for it is because if a ninja coughs, he gives himself away, and you'll never be able to be a ninja
right.
If you cough. So the idea is to keep that cough suppressed, and it does a great job. It's for kids from 2 to 92 is what we like to say for that product. But from there, we got into doing some more research and found our Bump product, which is a prenatal product. We found that there were a lot of issues with prenatal vitamins out there.
Sure.
The main thing is folic acid. So folic acid, in 1998, our government felt it was necessary and something to do to put folic acid in basically all of our products. So bread, pastas, cookies, cereals, they've added folic acid to everything we eat. And what we found out that was that folic acid was actually leading to a lot of health issues for the parents or the mother down the road, but especially for the kids. And I think depending on how old you guys are, you would agree, when we were growing up, if you're 40 and above, you didn't ever really see that many people with allergies, peanut allergies,
mention that. I mean, yeah. So you're actually, you're exactly right. We've talked about this before that, you know, is something been added to the food or that's the only plausible explanation I have that, you know, that so many people, obesity's up,
gluten.
We're doing all the disease and allergies and things that are happening. Yeah. So this is really where you've spent time on research then, right?
Yeah. And specifically in the folic acid area, what they have found, and there was a study that came out, I guess, 2018, 2019, I believe is when it came out. But it was talking about how they've linked folic acid to this increase in kids these days having allergies, whether that's upper respiratory allergies or food allergies in particular. And because we are flooded with folic acid in everything we're taking. Now, the government had a good idea because they were trying to reduce neural tube defects, but what they didn't understand, where government usually goes, are those unintended consequences that happen when you do this for everybody. There's a percent of the population, they say about 40 to 60%, that can't metabolize folic acid, which means that it's just going through your blood all day long. And that's what they say then increases this allergies and upper respiratory issues. And they've even linked it to things like breast cancer and increased colon cancer and other cancers like that as well, because we're just having too much folic acid, which folic acid is not natural. It's a synthetic form of folate. So if you get folate, which in the case of our product Bump, it has methylfolate and folinic acid, which are the two natural forms of folate. When you get that, your body can process it, it can break it down, it can use it, and you don't have all this unmetabolized folic acid running through the veins.
And now this is fascinating
to me, right here,
because, I mean, that really is, you know, some of these things have just shot off the charts with kids and allergies, particularly the peanut allergies. And like you said, I mean, we just didn't have that when we were growing up. And I've always kind of wondered what the cause is. You're talking about, you know, it was introduced. Is if this is known, I mean, is it just an example of once things start kind of going down the track, it's tough to stop it or change it, you know, on that scale across the country? Or
likewise, it doesn't go to our country's tendency to swing the pendulum, right? So a couple people needed folic acid, so everyone's going to get an abundance of it.
You got it, and that was the idea. You know, I think at the time about 3% or a little less than 3% of the population suffered from neural tube defects, which are absolutely devastating if you're a parent who has a child with neural tube defects. But their cure was certainly not the cure that needed to happen. They should have been focusing on those individuals,
sure,
and not putting folic acid in all of our foods, because now we have the other unintended consequences that come along with it. And there, I know that it is a multifactorial, super complex issue, but this is just one of the pieces that I think we could change. And what happens is the American College of OBGYNs and other groups all see the benefit of folic acid, which studies have shown folic acid can help, but it never talks about the downside of folic acid.
Yeah.
And we're just now starting to find out what some of those are.
Yeah. Well, shoot, man, we could keep talking about a lot of this. Where do people get your product? You're talking about it's over the counter. I mean, can you just go into a a store to do it, or are they at like a GNC place, or where do they pick them up
besides online?
Yes. Yep. So you can go online to our website, centurionlabs.com. There are local pharmacies that do carry it. Obviously not all of them do, but you can also, if you're in a physician's office and they write a prescription for you, for the Ninja Cough, they will go and they can get that at pretty much any pharmacy, across the United States, because they have access to it through wholesale channels and other things like that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, most of our supplements, depending on which ones they are in some most independent pharmacies. But if you can't find them there, you can certainly find them online.
Well, man, we got to run to get to the end of the show, but absolutely want to get you back on sometime, yeah, and let's talk about some more of this stuff. But thanks so much for coming on this morning with us.
Yeah. So that was Troy Duell, the CEO of Centurion Labs.